missiles it intercepted during an unprecedented attack on Israel Saturday and Sunday. Israel's military spokesman, Admiral Daniel Hagari, held a news briefing with reporters in front of them at one of the missiles, saying each carried 500 kilos of explosives in the warhead, and Iran had fired 110 of them at Israel. He credited an international coalition led by the U.S. with stopping most of the attacks against Israel. Hagari promised a response from Israel.
Firing 110 ballistic missiles directly to Israel will not get scot-free. We will respond in our time, in our place, in the way that we will choose.
Israel's international allies have urged Israel to show restraint in its response. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday called on Israel to stop settler attacks on Palestinians in Israel's West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN Human Rights Office has called on Israeli security forces to immediately end their active participation in and support for attacks by Jewish settlers on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. The statement follows a wave of settler attacks on Palestinian towns and villages there, triggered by the killing of a 14-year-old Israeli boy in what authorities say was a militant attack. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 7 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or settlers since the attacks began on Friday, and another 75 have been wounded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The flame that is to burn at the Paris Olympics has been relit at the site of the ancient games in southern Greece. The flame will next be carried from the ruined temples and sports grounds of ancient Olympia by relay of torchbearers. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund reports the world economy, though still lagging by historical standards, is looking better. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The International Monetary Fund has upgraded its outlook for the global economy this year, saying the world appears headed for a soft landing. That would be reining in inflation without much economic pain. The IMF now envisions a worldwide expansion of 3.2% this year. That's a tick up from the 3.1 it had predicted in January. Though sharp price increases remain an obstacle across the world, the IMF foresees global inflation tumbling from 6.8% last year to 5.9% this year. It's also predicting global inflation will be down to 4.5% in 2025. I'm Shelley Adler.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres this week warned against fresh hostilities in Sudan's North Darfur region. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Antonio Guterres was speaking on Monday, the one-year anniversary of the war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. He said RSF-affiliated militias had attacked and burnt villages west of El Fasher, and that escalating hostilities on the outskirts of North Darfur's provincial capital were a fresh cause for deep alarm. Guterres also said that indiscriminate attacks, killing, injuring, and terrorizing civilians could amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. International donors met in Paris on Monday to pledge humanitarian support for Sudan. French President Emmanuel Macron said 2 billion euros had been raised for Sudan.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. A huge fire tore through Copenhagen's 17th-century former exchange building Tuesday, toppling the historic building's landmark spire. Historian Mads Damsbo, the head of the Christiansborg Palace, part of the National Museum of Denmark, and situated directly next to the 17th-century exchange building, called the fire tragic. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Damsbo said the fire did extensive damage to one of the city's oldest buildings.
It's mainly the half part of the building, the sort of front part of the building that is mostly destroyed, and the sort of back part of the building that is perhaps slightly less damaged. But it seems clear that the damages are very, very severe to the building.
Damsbo said there will be an investigation into the cause of the fire. He said historical buildings of this type are almost entirely built of wood and incredibly fragile. You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. From the breaking of the day till the middle of the night. From the breaking of the day till the middle of the night. From the breaking of the day till the middle of the night.